Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Is considering
this is Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. On Wednesday mornings, I'm joined by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry to talk about what's happening in state politics. Jack, let's start with the legislation to bail out Detroit public schools. A plan that passed the House is now awaiting a Senate vote. What's the latest?
Well, the Senate is sort of striking back. The Senate is not happy with what the House did. They had forged a rare bipartisan compromise. I'm going to talk more in detail about that at 1:30 today, but the Senate is resisting some of the things the House did. The House clearly didn't put enough money in. The Senate Fiscal Agency found that out. Then there's a big, still the sticking point is it's Detroit Education Commission, which would have a say in regulating where any new schools, either conventional or charter, any new public schools could open. So they're trying to find the votes to pass a mainly Republican plan, but a lot of Republicans don't want to vote for anything that helps Detroit public schools, so the jury's still out.
Meanwhile, Governor Snyder says he expects the state budget to be completed in the next couple of weeks. In a year when funding for DPS and expenses related to the Flint water crisis are on the table, are you expecting any other major surprises in the budget?
Well, we don't know, and of course, it all depends on how revenues continue to come in. Budgets are always a moving target. Under the Snyder administration, we've avoided the sort of brief governmental shutdowns we had when you had a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature. They have technically until September 30th to do the budget, but I think they probably will pass a set of budgets within the governor's time frame, but they're very likely to have to be adjusted later.
Jack, a grassroots, so to speak, campaign to legalize marijuana delivered some 350,000 signatures to Lansing, but now the State Elections Bureau says about half of those signatures are invalid because they were gathered outside the 180-day window required by law. The group MI Legalize says they're ready to go to court if they're disqualified from the ballot in November. Is this political gamesmanship or simply checks and balances at work?
Well, it's sort of a mess. Well, basically, it's sort of been an informal idea that you've got 180 days. It sort of has been observed, but they've just recently, as in the last few days, passed and signed legislation that makes that a formal law. The marijuana legalization folks will claim this is sort of an ex post facto thing. They pretty clearly have enough signatures if you count the ones outside the 180-day limit, and they don't have enough if you count only the ones from the last 6 months. My guess is that they will be ruled off the ballot. My guess is they'll go to court, but guesses can be wrong, and this will play out. This fight will play out for some time.
Jack, you attended the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island last week. What are your top takeaways from this year's event?
Well, I wasn't there last year. I was out of the country, but I've been through all the others during the Snyder administration, and I think I was struck by the way in which the governor was actually sort of diminished. He was sort of like a rock star for this mainly business group of people, and early on, they loved the tax cuts he got across. They loved the fact that Detroit seemed to be coming back, but Flint has certainly taken a toll. The governor seemed sort of defensive and rambling. These people, by and large, still support him, but he doesn't have the power he used to have. And I think the thing that really struck me was that in the old days, you had a clear division between sort of Republicans and Democrats, business and pro-labor groups. But this year, it was a division between the people at Mackinac, who were by and large sensible, especially on things like the DPS bailout, and the people, mainly the State House, who remained in Lansing and who really didn't want to be influenced by people in Mackinac. It's important to note that people like the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce were very much behind the governor and the state Senate's plan for DPS. So the House is sort of the outlier, and they weren't part of the conversation.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at this time to talk about the latest in Michigan politics.